Welcome back to Daycare Diaries. I hope everyone, we're 6 months in the year. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone's doing as much as they can, as much as they feel they can do, and not what they think others want them to do or what they feel like they should be doing. I wanted to start by saying that I feel like there's a lot of pressure on a lot of people, and that's what causes anxiety and depression, especially in business, especially with social media. They're constantly looking at, oh, this person has this, and I'm doing the same thing, and I'm not quite there yet. But, you know, realizing that you'll get there in your own time is important, and realizing that what you're doing right now is just as good as what you did yesterday, as long as you're being... you're not being stagnant. I wouldn't even say stagnant, because if you feel like you need to take a break, or you feel like you're just, and I need to speak for myself, because I feel like a lot of times I've been stagnant. Like, I couldn't get out of this, like, mental block. Couldn't find the energy to really want to do, you know, I feel like I had a momentum at one point, and now that momentum is just gone. I don't have the drive to pod as much. I don't have the energy really to do a lot of things that I was doing for the last 6 months. I've been like on go, I felt like, and then all of a sudden it's just, you know, I will say, if you don't, and maybe it's your mind telling you, it's your body telling you it's time to rest. And when the right time comes, you'll know when to, quote unquote, be on go again, to go again, to start again, when your momentum will pick up again, when it's time. I wouldn't push yourself. I wouldn't beat yourself up about it. Don't be depressed. Don't let anxiety take over. Maybe right now you're in a season where it's time to just relax, take a little break. Maybe it's your time to, build or regroup. And sometimes we need that. Sometimes we're so busy doing a million things at once, we're not really paying attention to the little things that we missed. I find that a lot with myself. I think also sometimes when you feel quote unquote stagnant, it's a time to just pause and look around and say, okay, wait a minute. This is what caused my burnout the last time. Maybe this is my body telling me self-care. It's time for self-care, or it's time to, like, again, just relax, just slow down. And don't let doubt take over your mind either. Just because you're taking a break, or just because you've slowed down a bit, or your momentum is not where it was, don't doubt yourself. I've learned that there is no benefit to doubt. None whatsoever. There's no benefit in doubt. So there's no point in doing it. And that goes with everything. Even if you're working for someone and you feel, you know, like you're not putting your best foot forward, the fact that you even got up this morning and got dressed and got out there, that is the best, your best foot forward. If you're running a business and you feel like maybe you're not putting out enough content, or your sales are low, or your enrollments are not where you think it should be, they will get there. And maybe this is your time for a break. Maybe this is your time to work on scheduling, or work on how to hire a team, or how to train a team, how to retain people on your team. Maybe this is time for you to work on those things, the little things that you really never really have time to do because you're so busy keeping that momentum going. And I'm telling y'all this, and this is something that I have to sometimes tell myself, because I swear, over this last month, I felt my momentum slowing down, and I'm like, I need to be doing something. I need to be doing more of something. And I think maybe last week I said, you know what? I'm doing exactly what I can at this time. I'm not being lazy, because I'm still getting up every day and running my business. I'm still getting up every day and planning how I need to plan. So I've just learned to stop beating myself up about those things. And just learning that when it's time to take a break, take a break. And I think I always say this too. I've said it before. Give yourself some grace. Think about where you were last year, a couple years ago, and where you are now. Even if you feel like you're still not where you thought you would be, you're a lot better off than you were. Keep that in mind. And if you don't feel like you're better off than you were, you will be. Okay, so that's not really why I came on the talk. I just wanted to add that. I know that was like a long intro, but I did just want to add that in and make sure that we're all being mindful, because I'm starting to realize when my burnouts happen, and usually burnouts happen when we're not paying attention to when our bodies and when it's our body is telling us to slow down and when it's time to take a break. So self-care days on Saturday, even if it doesn't even mean you have to go to a spa or go and get a massage. You don't have to go. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to even do anything. Self-care could mean just sitting in your favorite chair or in your favorite spot on the couch watching your favorite show. Taking your mind off of the things that are work for you. That's the first thing. Also, and that's, for me, self-care sometimes can be giving your body and your brain a break. For me, I've had where I'm so busy minding my business that I'm so busy minding my business that I'm not minding my personal business. Like, I'm not minding the fact that I need to rest. My sleep patterns have been horrible lately. And you know how sleep can mess with your brain, mess with you throughout the day, mess with your mood, mess with how you think, if you remember things, and I hate forgetting things. I hate forgetting it. And I'm a person who writes things down and notes things. I have like the same note a few times in different places so that I don't forget. So I've learned to plan better now. And so now for me, having to have come from not being like a planner, of course, you know, I have a daycare. So I've had to always do lesson plans. I've always had a daycare schedule. I've always been consistent when transitioning to different things, whether it's by using a bell or using my own timer on my phone or just a mental timer. And so lately, having the schedule and following the schedule to a T, you know, because I know I have to, because it's a consistent thing with my business, and not following it in my personal life, it's like, okay. I need a break. And I feel like taking that break, it's not gonna affect. It wouldn't affect me doing my business because I'm still gonna do my business. But a break meaning like I need to take a break and just regroup on how I'm taking care of myself. And try not to overthink as much. I think not that because I've learned over time also. Here's another thing that I've been. It's a few things that I've been sitting on and haven't done any podcasts about. Overthinking. How I learned that my intuition is 110% right. It has been over this past month. It has been 110% right about a majority of the things that I overthought about. And so this thing I have about overthinking where, you know, I always say, oh, or I've heard people say, hey, overthinking is bad. Don't overthink it. Or, you know, oh, you shouldn't overthink things. And a majority of the things that I've overthought, I was absolutely right in overthinking those things. My intuition was absolutely right. And so I would say that to say, I would say think about it. I would say go with your first instinct, if I'm gonna put it in the correct words, because I have regretted every time that I didn't go with my first instinct. Every time. And I'll tell you why. So I had a virtual assistant, and she was great. She was wonderful. And starting out, I'm like, okay, she's doing everything I needed to do. She's following directions. She's efficient. And I will say about the second or third month, I noticed that I had to do more and where she was taking more of a leadership role in the beginning. Like I wanted her to. She was taking more of that leadership role because, you know, I didn't have to hold her hand to do anything. She knew she may ask one or two questions about something and, you know, she knew what to do. I was pleased with that. I said, okay, this girl's good. I would say about the second or third month, it started to be where there were questions about the little things. So I would say, you know, send this email out to so-and-so or send an email to blah, blah, blah. And everything's archived. I've learned now to be more organized with that. You don't have to write anything. All you have to do is find the email and send it. Everything's there. And so I found that she sent the email, but it was worded. It wasn't the archived email. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, maybe she. And now here I'm doubting myself. Like, did I give her specific directions to do something and she didn't understand it? So I'm like, okay, what happened here? Here I am doubting myself, right? And so I go, you know, every Friday I have a meeting. Wednesday I check in, and Friday I have a meeting. And so I checked in on that Wednesday and I'm like, is everything okay? Because, you know, I sent you this email. She's like, no, you know, I just thought that you wanted it to be written this way. I'm like, no, you know, just use the archive email so that there's no, you know, misunderstanding of what we're asking or saying or whatever. I think it was an email to the parents about summer camp beginning. Or no, I think we were closing for Memorial Day. And after Memorial Day, there was a staff development. So we were closed for Memorial and the day after. And I asked her to locate the archived email in reference to us closing for Memorial Day and for that staff development, and just send it to, because I have it already saved. It's the same every year. They do the same thing every year. Unless, you know, Memorial Day falls on the weekend, I have to change little things. And she sent an email that was worded as if we were temporarily closed. Like, you know, not taking those two, just taking those 2 days off. Like, we were temporarily closed until further notice. And so, and that's what alarmed me. Because a parent also asked me, like, is everything okay, you guys? I'm like, yeah, we're just closed for the 2 days. You know, and then so that's what made me ask her. And so, you know, I spoke to her about that. And then after speaking to her about that, I had these spreadsheets that I had her updating. I needed her to, you know, put different tabs in and, you know, insert different videos on my spreadsheet. I asked her to do it. It wasn't getting done on time. And so, you know, or one of the Fridays where we had our meeting, I actually said to myself, okay, maybe I'm overwhelming her with work. Okay, now let me back up. Because my first thought was, okay, so now you're not doing what I need you to do, what you got hired to do in the beginning. You're not being who you were hired to be in the beginning. Why is this happening? And in my mind, I'm saying, because she's also got her own business and stuff going on, in my mind, I'm saying, okay, maybe she's working on her business stuff while she's doing my stuff. This is what I'm saying in my mind now. I'm not saying this to her. I didn't mention it to her. But I'm also a person who doesn't want to assume. But this is my intuition telling me, okay, this girl's doing something other than what she's supposed to do while she's working. And there's a time difference because she's in the Philippines and I'm here. So I'm like, either she's doing that or she's sleeping. What is going on here? And so I asked her, I said, you know, am I overwhelming you with work? Are you, you know, getting burned out? What's going on? She started saying, oh, I have these migraines. And, you know, the migraines are really bothering me really bad. And so some days I can't look at the screen and I just need a break. And so I said, okay. You know, to myself, like, now, you've been here 2 months. You haven't mentioned these migraines. This could be something that just developed. And so I said, okay. I said, all right. Said, all right, well, you know, that's understandable. We are looking at the screen all day. So I said, you know, well, when there's something that needs to be done, and you don't get around to doing it, or you don't do it the way that I've asked you to do it, I need to be notified. Oh, I don't understand this, or, you know, I had a migraine, so I took a 5-minute break, but I did it. And it needs to be completed before the day is up, not a couple of days going by, you know, just trying to make sure that I'm being attentive to my staff. And so, you know, time went on and other things kept happening. So then I said, you know what? We have the conversation about this. She's still not doing this. I'm going to give her a warning. So I gave her a warning. Gave her the warning. She was, we had a meeting about it. She seemed to be upset. You know, I've done my work. I've always been on time and efficient with things. You know, I let her go on about, you know, her efficiency and all these things. And in her response or rebuttal to the warning, she said, oh, you know, I feel like I deserve more pay for the work that you're asking me to do, which was included in her job description. She got hired for it. It's included in her contract. And that should have been a red flag for me too. But me being quote unquote empathetic and wanting to maybe understand where the overthinking, instead of going with my intuition, sticking to the warning that I gave her, and just going with that. I said, you know what? You're probably right. So here's how I can lighten the load, right? And so I picked up some of the work that I was giving her to do because I thought that maybe I was overwhelming her, which I had asked. And then later I found an email that I sent her when she got hired. I found a list of tasks. I had to go back because it kept bothering me. It was sitting on my mind. It kept bothering me. And it was like, because I know that I was detailed in my instruction. I know that I was clear in what I wanted and what I expected. And in the beginning, she just seemed so good. And so I found that and I forwarded it to her. And I scheduled a meeting for us to discuss the forwarded direction that I sent her in the first month of working. And all of a sudden, she was sick. She couldn't make the meeting. Now, these meetings are mandatory. She's never missed one. And so I said, okay, well, we can schedule it for the day after. And something told me, because I have this application that I use to monitor what they're doing, you know, if they're doing work for the business or somewhere else. And so something told me that, and I hadn't, and this is another flaw of mine, I hadn't gone and checked that week. I had only, you know, I said, you know what, I'm gonna meet at the meeting and we'll check it together. And so since we didn't have the meeting, I just checked it and I noticed that I couldn't see any of the things that I couldn't see her screen. She was using, instead of using the computer that she was assigned to use, she was using a tablet. And so I said to myself, like, I had thought this in the beginning and I didn't go with my first thought, my intuition. I didn't say, hey, I know you're working on something else, or if you're working on something else that's other than work related, or if you're doing this, you know, I didn't speak up and say that because I wanted to give the benefit of doubt. And what benefit did that have for me? What benefit did that have for anybody but her? It kind of bought her more time to think of what she wanted to say. It had no benefit to me. And I should have went with my first thought, because exactly what I thought it was exactly what it was. She was working on, she has a branding business that she wanted to grow. She was working on that. She also was, I couldn't tell what she was doing, but I feel like it was a lot of idle time. And so she was either sleeping or I don't know. It was a lot of idle time. And so I ended up letting her go. And of course she, you know, she wanted to dispute this and that. And so I just sent her everything, you know, I sent her the emails, I sent her what I found, and you know, she had no argument after that. And so, for me, with that, and there's a couple of things that, not just that, but that's just one example, but there's a few things that happened in my personal life that I actually knew was gonna happen, and I overlooked it because I wanted things to be different, even though I knew that they were gonna turn out a certain way. I wanted so badly for them to be different. I ignored that. And so now going into this new season, and I feel like that's a reason, another reason why I've been kind of like my momentum has kind of slowed down, so I can sit in this and say, going into this next season, you're gonna follow your intuition. If something is causing you to overthink the situation, you're gonna ask yourself why. And when that why occurs, or your intuition tells you, oh, this is why this did not happen, you're gonna go with it. And that's gonna be that. You're not gonna overthink it. You're not gonna doubt yourself. You're not gonna turn around and make an opposite, opposing decision. You're gonna go with your first choice. And that's me telling myself that. I'm not second guessing myself. I'm not second guessing anything that I thought anymore. If it feels weird or it feels wrong, goodbye. Now I need to go back to the drawing board and find a different way of knowing it. Period. There's no benefit in doubting yourself. There's no benefit in doubting the decision that you made. There's no benefit in not going with your first thought. It's usually the best one. So I just want to come on and say that. I don't know, it's a lot. But I need to get that out amongst many other things. But I hope that we're 6 months in. I hope that no one is putting a lot of pressure on themselves. And I hope that everybody is taking care of their mental health. Everybody's just doing the best that they can do. And I will speak to you guys on the next one. Thank you for listening. Okay, let's get into some grant FAQs, frequently asked questions. Okay, so one of the questions that I've been asked, frequently asked, lately, was what will I need before applying for a grant? And the answer to that is what I've noticed on a lot of the grant applications, I've noticed that they're asking for your social media links, so it would benefit or help the application. For some, it is not required, but it is on the list of things that they ask you for in the questionnaire or on, you know, before you, on the application. So I would say it would be helpful to have it. Even if it doesn't have an asterisk next to it, I would say have it. And if they ask for it, put it in. I always say fill out the application in its entirety. Don't leave anything blank. So, I would say social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, it's a must to have those when doing the grants. We're living in a different age right now. We're living in a time where, social media definitely, matters. And it can affect a lot of things. Another thing I've seen is the website. You need to have a business website. Again, in today's digital age, websites and social media have become essential tools to, you know, organizations, including daycare centers, in you know, connecting the audience, sharing information, establishing a strong line of presence. So when it comes to the grant application, these platforms can greatly enhance your chances of receiving the grants and avoiding the possibility of incomplete or denied applications. So, you know, you know, even though, like I said, it may not be a asterisk next to the you know, where it says for you to put your link, but it is a possibility that if that's not included, they will not choose you. Some grant funders often rely on websites and social media, which a lot of times that's why they're asking. They're relying on the websites and social media to gather information about you. Having an informative website makes it easier for them to learn about your goals, your business goals, impacts and accomplishments. So it allows you to present your program, your business, your mission, and success stories, providing a more detailed and engaging account of your work. And so I would say establish that, increase your visibility on social media platforms, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, offer powerful tools for reaching a wider audience. Try to establish and maintain an active presence. I'm terrible at that now. I've gotten better at it. I used to be worse than I was now. So let me give myself some grace. I used to be worse than I was, that I am now. But I've gotten a lot better. And sometimes I do need to take my breaks. And I would suggest that anybody who does need to take their breaks, who are not really used to creating content, take as many breaks as you need to. Social media can be overwhelming, just like anything else new. But I will say, try to establish an active presence on the platforms. Even if you're going to say, I'll post one or two times a day on each platform, that's fine. Showcase your business. Share photos and demonstrate positive impact you've had on people, on your customers. Because it will also raise awareness about your organization, making it more appealing to grant funders who seek to support initiatives with strong community presence. And that's what a few of the grants that I've been filling out lately, they're looking for that support initiative and a strong community presence. And think about networking opportunities. Think about the people who may be following you or may look at your page and how your website looks or your social media accounts look. And then decide that they want to network with you. You can connect with other organizations, other daycare centers, other professionals in your field. And I've done a lot of that. And May was a really good, you know, month for me. I met new people. I'm still meeting new people. I'm looking forward to meeting other people in the future. I'm excited on networking with people in the daycare industry because it opened up my eyes to how many ways there are to grow in this industry where I had only seen one. And I'm not saying there's many ways to grow in business, but when you have your niche, seeing people grow in so many different ways in the niche that you're in is just exciting. It is not only is it exciting, it is eye opening. It is, there's a word I'm looking for. It is, it's encouraging. It's making me want to, that's not the word I'm looking for, but it's encouraging me. It empowers me to want, it's empowering. That's the word I'm looking for. It empowers me to want to be more than what I have been. And though I know, I've always known what I'm capable of. I know my purpose. I know everything that I've always wanted to do. I just have never seen it in this light before. And so I'm so glad that I've experienced that. And I'm so ready for the next chapter. And so with that being said, follow my Instagram at Crystal Crenol. When you follow my Instagram, I want you to also join my channel. When you join the channel, you'll have access to grant lists every month that will be posted there. If you have any questions about those grants, if you need assistance or services, that would assist you with filling out the grants, understanding the grant better, you can ask them there in that channel, and I'll assist you further through there. We can discuss it in there. But follow my Instagram. It's at Crystal Crenol. And join my channel. It's called The Provider Society. And I will see you all there. Thank you again for listening. I hope this was helpful. Speak to you next time.